The presidential election of 1824 stands as one of the most dramatic and consequential in American history. It was a contest that illuminated deep divisions in the country's political, economic, and regional interests while exposing cracks in the very framework of how presidents were chosen. This election, later infamous for its alleged corrupt bargain, not only upended the political landscape of the early republic, but also laid the groundwork for the partisan realignments and popular democratic movements that would dominate the decades to come. 1824 was not a landslide. By the time of the 1824 election, the political era defined by the Founding Fathers was ending. The Federalist Party, once the main opposition to the Democratic Republicans, had withered into irrelevance. What remained was a single dominant party that had fractured internally into competing factions. The resulting lack of a clear ideological or organizational structure gave rise to a field of four serious contenders for the presidency: Andrew Jackson, John Quincy Adams, William H. Crawford, and Henry Clay. Each of these men represented a distinct political vision and regional base, embodying the competing interests of a rapidly changing nation. Andrew Jackson was the election's most enigmatic figure. A hero of the War of 1812, his victory at the Battle of New Orleans had cemented his place in the public imagination as a rugged, self-made defender of the American people. Jackson was more than a military icon. He symbolized the frontier spirit and the growing political power of ordinary citizens. His campaign capitalized on this, portraying him as a man of the people in stark contrast to the elite, intellectual, and often aristocratic image of his rivals. His critics, however, derided him as a populist demagogue who lacked the political experience and temperament to govern. John Quincy Adams was Jackson's most formidable opponent. The son of John Adams, the nation's second president, he had a long and distinguished career as a diplomat and statesman, including service as Secretary of State under James Monroe. Adams was deeply tied to the American system, a policy agenda advocating for protective tariffs, a national bank, and federal investment in infrastructure. His supporters viewed him as a principled and intelligent leader with a clear vision for America's future, but his austere demeanor and close association with New England's elite alienated voters outside his regional base. William H. Crawford of Georgia, serving as Secretary of the Treasury, was the choice of the traditional Southern political establishment. A staunch advocate of states' rights and limited federal power, Crawford was a key figure in maintaining Southern influence in national politics. However, his candidacy was weakened by a serious stroke in 1823, which raised doubts about his ability to serve effectively. Despite his health challenges, his supporters clung to him as the standard-bearer of their sectional interests. Henry Clay, the Speaker of the House and an architect of the American system, rounded out the field. Clay was known for his charisma, skillful oratory, and ambitious vision of a modern, interconnected America. Representing Kentucky, he championed policies designed to knit the country together economically through internal improvements like roads and canals. While his ideas appealed to Western and Northern voters, they were controversial in the South, where fears of federal overreach and economic centralization were strong. The 1824 campaign was unlike any before it, as candidates relied heavily on personal connections, regional loyalties, and an evolving media landscape. Unlike today, there was little national campaigning. Instead, candidates and their allies worked through local newspapers and surrogates to promote their platforms and discredit their opponents. Jackson's war hero status gave him a significant advantage in capturing the public's imagination, while Adams and Clay relied on their records as statesmen to appeal to a more policy-oriented electorate. When the votes were tallied, Andrew Jackson led the field with 99 electoral votes, followed by John Quincy Adams with 84, William Crawford with 41, and Henry Clay with 37. Jackson also won the popular vote, securing a plurality with widespread support from the South and the West. However, under the Constitution, a candidate needed a majority, 131 electoral votes out of 261, to win outright. Falling short of this threshold, the election was sent to the House of Representatives for a final decision, as dictated by the 12th Amendment. The House's involvement turned the election into a political chess match, with Henry Clay emerging as a key player despite finishing fourth and being excluded from the vote. Clay, as Speaker of the House, wielded considerable influence over the proceedings. Although he and Jackson shared a Western regional identity, Clay strongly opposed Jackson's policies and leadership style, viewing him as unfit for the presidency. Clay instead threw his support behind Adams, whose vision of a federally driven national economy aligned with his own American system. In February 1825, after weeks of intense lobbying and negotiations, the House of Representatives cast its votes. On the first ballot, Adams secured the necessary majority of state delegations to become the sixth president of the United States. Jackson and his supporters were stunned and outraged by the outcome. Their anger only deepened when Adams appointed Henry Clay as his Secretary of State shortly after assuming office. This appointment sparked immediate accusations of a corrupt bargain, with Jacksonians claiming that Clay had traded his support for the promise of high office. Although there was no concrete evidence to substantiate these claims, the perception of impropriety lingered, casting a shadow over Adams' presidency. The aftermath of the election revealed deep fractures in the American political system. Jackson, undeterred by his defeat, channeled the outrage of his supporters into a powerful movement that would redefine the nation's politics. He and his allies began building what would become the Democratic Party, focusing on expanding suffrage, decentralizing power, and championing the will of the common man. Jackson's narrative of betrayal by an elitist establishment resonated with voters, especially in the growing Western states, setting the stage for his eventual landslide victory in 1828. Adams, meanwhile, faced a presidency hampered from the outset by the controversy surrounding his election. His ambitious agenda of economic modernization, including federal investment in infrastructure and education, encountered fierce resistance from Jacksonian Democrats in Congress. As a result, many of his proposals were stymied, and his administration struggled to build broad-based support. The 1824 election also exposed the fragility of the nation's electoral process and the growing tensions between its regions. The differing priorities of the industrializing North, agrarian South, and expanding West created fault lines that would only deepen in the decades to come. The election marked the end of the so-called era of good feelings, a period of relative political harmony, and signaled the emergence of a new, more contentious era of mass democracy and partisan politics. Looking back, the election of 1824 was more than just a controversial contest. It was a turning point that reshaped the trajectory of American democracy. It highlighted the challenges of balancing competing interests in a diverse and rapidly expanding nation, as well as the imperfections in a system that allowed political maneuvering to outweigh the popular will. At the same time, it underscored the resilience of the democratic process, even amid bitter divisions and contentious outcomes. For better or worse, the events of 1824 paved the way for the political transformations that would define the next generation of American history. This has been another installment of Landslide, a retrospective of American electoral politics. If you enjoyed this episode and want to hear more, consider following the show and reviewing this episode. Until next time, this was Landslide.